Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you ready to get something? Yeah, come on. Father, we thank you for your word today. Holy Spirit, make this word jump off the pages. Make this word jump and leap into our hearts, Lord. God, make this word just become something that we eat, Lord. I doth eat it, and it became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart, it says in the scripture. And Father, we just pray that this meal that you have spread out today, Lord, as we've worshiped you, the honey in the rock and power in the blood and purpose in the prayer, Father, and all those things, Lord, and the refiring that Jenny brought up about being, it's never not a good day to be fired up for Jesus, amen? We need to be fired up each and every day, not once a month, not once a year, not just on Pentecost, but every day, all day. Every day, all day. I'll say it again, every day, all day. Come on, you're not helping out very much here. Let's go. Are you a little cold or something? Come on, preach it. So, praise God. So, we're going to take one week break off of the series I was starting or have been in called Jesus Is. And today we're gonna be exhorted by the Word of God, and the message is called Take It to Prayer. You can talk a lot about things, but take it to prayer. You can share. I want to share something with you. No, take it to prayer. Something comes to your mind. Take it to prayer. I have a front page picture of the president and his wife on my door in my office, on one of my cupboards. I lay hands on that sucker every day. Take it to prayer. Take it to prayer. Got a little problem? Take it to prayer. Somebody talks to you about something? Take it to prayer. And so I just want to exhort you and encourage you to continue to do that. And so as we review last week's message about Jesus Is in the book of John, we know that Jesus is the great I Am. Everyone say, I am. Because he said before Abraham was, I am. Kind of a play on English words, but that's who Jesus equated himself to, Jehovah Yahweh. And we looked at the seven I Ams, and God bless you, Ron, for encouraging us, because he says, I'm still on the first one. I am the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I'm the door. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the resurrection, the life. I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life, and I am the true vine. He is the true vine. Hallelujah. And I love it because another thing about John was, you know, we know that he was nicknamed the Son of Thunder, but he became the Apostle of Love. And I'm thankful for my own personal story of who I was and who I am now. And I am a whole lot more full of love than I used to be. So that's good. All right. So let's get started here on Take It to Prayer. If we're going to take something to prayer, we always need to keep in our pocket. Everyone say, in my pocket, the promises that God's given to us. Okay. We can hang our hat on the promises that God has given to us. And so we need to remember those promises. And Paul said a couple of times, I'm not going to apologize. What didn't he apologize about? He didn't apologize about reminding us things in the scripture. We always need reminding. Yeah. So, as we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it says, some of the promises of God are in him, yes, and amen, and in him, amen. All the promises of God. We need to be reminded of that. I remember Pastor Ron gave me a book, 1,000 Promises. I think that was it. I know I had a lot of people that were giving me books and pamphlets about the promises of God. But all of the promises of God are in him, yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. What a great, great verse. And then some of you who've been here for quite some time might remember the name Carolyn Seebeck. Carolyn was a good part of our congregation for years. Yeah, and she gave me this verse one time. In Psalm 68, verse 19, this was probably 30 years ago, Psalm 68, verse 19, and what's it say? Blessed be the Lord who once in a while gives us his benefits. No, I think you're reading it wrong. Blessed be the Lord who every once in a while, once a year, gives us benefits. Blessed be the Lord who daily gives us benefits. You know, they even nicknamed vitamins one a day. How about blessings one a day? How about blessings more than one a day? How about blessings multiple times a day? Come on. We need to focus on those blessings, especially in the midst of our battles, especially in the midst of our trials, especially when the promises that we're believing God for seem to wane. Has anybody, you know, if everything we prayed for was answered the second after we prayed for it, there would be no, hardly any need for faith. But see, faith is enduring. And we have to attach our faith to those things that we're believing for. I don't care how long it takes. Don't quit. You've got to keep your faith attached in those enduring times. Amen? And we've got to keep these promises in front of our mind. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us up. Huh? Come on, loads us up. Yeah, you know, when Larry and Jerry take their mowing equipment to go work, they load up their trailers. That's what God does. He loads us up with good things. Do the work of the kingdom. Amen? And these promises are activated by action. The promises of God are activated by action. What do I mean? What did the priests have to do when they got to the water? They had to step into the water. What do we have to do when we have waters in front of us? What did Moses do? Stand and see the salvation of the Lord, right? With the rod of God and different things. I didn't have time to develop that, but when we get to our promises, we need to speak to those promises. And we need to understand that they're sealed in the blood, that new covenant that God gives us. And the purpose to fulfill them is to give God glory. When Ron shares certain things like he did this morning, there's glory filled in the things that he shares. And I'm very thankful for that. You know, and then I thought, here's a picture of an illustration. I don't know. We were struggling a little bit at night, getting cold and trying to figure out what temperature to keep the room on. I said, the heck with this crud. I went downstairs, dug out a blanket, and I got a blanket. I just kind of pictured, you know, when a mom puts a young child to bed and she pulls the blanket up over that little child. And I thought, that's like us pulling up a blanket of faith and putting that promise into bed in anticipation of it waking up at the appointed time. Yeah, just put them to bed and just rest. Rest in what you've prayed for. Rest in what you're believing for. You know, sometimes I think we miss that part of resting in God, because there is a rest, right? There is a time and a season where we breathe and we exhale, and we just rest in God. So we can rest. Why? Because we can trust Him. He's going to wake that stuff up at the right time. Amen? Hallelujah. So take it to prayer. Take it to prayer. Number two, be in one accord. The prayer of agreement. If any of you, two or three of you, gather together as touching some things, as touching all things, when you agree touching all things, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And we want to remind to be in one accord. I love it. That's the car that Jesus drove, right? He drove a Honda. Hallelujah. Be in one accord. You can laugh later if you want. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. This is what it says. They all continued. Now that is a word for us as we come to the end of the year, getting into the next year. We need to continue. Continue believing. Continue trusting. Continue praising. Never quit. The devil wants us to quit believing for the promises. That's where he's at. And they all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So the prayer of agreement, I want to pray with you about something. Keep reminding those things to those people you've prayed with. Keep reminding them of the blessing of God that's there. And it will come to pass. We can be in that one accord. You know, and the Holy Spirit, when I think about how the Holy Spirit brought joy to Paul, the only time that's where it says one accord in terms of touching anything and one accord in the Spirit. But there was one time where that word was used, one accord, and it was really interesting because Jesus told a parable about a great feast, and they went out to the highways and the byways, and they were not, it says, they were not in one accord because they didn't want to go to the great feast. And there are people that are going to reject Christ, and they're going to suffer for it. So praise the Lord. So we need to take it to prayer. And ultimately, it's by faith. Ultimately, everything we do, everything we live is by faith. Everyone say, by faith. Okay, so faith is mentioned 38 times in the book of Hebrews. It's also mentioned that many times. Everybody thinks about Romans being a book of the law, but Romans is actually a book of faith. There's 38 times, both in Romans and in Hebrews, that faith is mentioned. You want to do a word study on those verses? Your faith will grow. Anytime you look up faith verses, your faith is going to grow. That's why I love those things. And faith is mentioned 13 times in Hebrews chapter 11. So that's another. I love Hebrews 11. It's one of my favorite chapters in the entire book of the Bible. Hebrews 11:6 is one of my favorite verses. Hallelujah. Here it is. But without faith, it's impossible. Everyone say impossible to please God. So let's take it in the positive realm. But with faith, it is possible to please God. We can please God. There's sects out there that don't believe that. But we do, because the scripture says without faith, it's impossible. With faith, it is possible to please Him, because he who comes to God must believe that God is, and that God's a rewarder. Everyone say, God is, and God's a rewarder. To those who diligently seek Him, take it to prayer. Take it to prayer. Yeah. I run into people all the time, and they're going on and on. I was mentoring somebody the other night on the phone, and I was sitting out in the driveway ready to go inside the house. Called him on the north side of Strongsburg, so it kind of gone on for a little while, and finally said, hey, we need to pray. Boom, prayed, then I got in the house. You know, but it's okay. Take it to prayer. It doesn't take much. It's really simple. Yeah, doesn't need to be long. Hallelujah. And of course, if I'm going to talk about faith, you know I'm going to talk about three actions of faith. Faith comes, faith grows, and faith speaks. Everyone say that with me. Faith comes, faith grows, and faith speaks. Say it again. Faith comes, faith grows, and faith speaks. Faith comes, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, right? Faith comes, and faith grows. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, but your faith will grow exceedingly. How about that for a New Year's verse? How about taking that phrase and believing that your faith is going to grow exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or dream of, according to the power that works in you? How about having the greatest faith in 2025 than you've ever had before? How about believing God for bigger things? How about believing God for every pew in this church filled with somebody that came to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord? Come on, and baptize in the Holy Ghost at the same time. Ooh, hallelujah. All right, let's get our faith out. Faith grows, and faith grows because we're paying attention to it. And then faith has a voice. I'm getting ahead of myself here a little bit. Backing up to Romans 10:17, where it says faith comes, I love it. Faith has a home. I love that. Faith has a home. And it's home when it's being heard. I love that. And then faith has energy. Everyone say faith has energy. It grows exceedingly. Josh, how fast does corn grow in its highest season, you know, average during the summer, stalk of corn? You can hear it. That's awesome. Sometimes it can get a foot a day. Close, 10 inches, what? That's tall. I can't get my foot up there. There. That's 10, 12 inches. That's how much it grows in a day. I don't know about you, but that blows me away. That's pretty nuts, you know, because it's got the energy to do it, right? Okay, so why not our faith grow like that? Why doesn't our faith grow just explosively in our lives? Yeah. And the other thing about faith is faith speaks. Faith has a voice. Everyone say that. Faith has a voice. Whatever you're believing God for, speak it out loud. And don't quit speaking it out loud, because the devil wants to shut you up. The devil wants us to shut up. He doesn't want us to say good things. right? Hallelujah. And that's 2 Corinthians 4:13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, when we read this in Hebrews 11, having the same spirit of faith, this is good. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. When God said, let there be light, boom, there was light. When God said, let there be a firmament in the sky, there was. When he said, let there be fish in the sea, and there was. Now, God is challenging us today by this message to have the same level of faith that he does. He doesn't expect us to do anything that he hasn't already done. Go to the bank on that line. He doesn't expect us to do anything that he hasn't already done. So if he expects us to walk in faith, he's already done it. If he expects us to believe, he's already believed. If he expects us to do miracles, he's already done it. Woo! Come on. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. By faith, Abel offered up a sacrifice. By faith, Enoch was translated. He didn't die, right? And by faith, Elijah. By faith, Abraham. We know, I've spent a lot of time in this house teaching on Abraham. And all by faith, I got too many ink lines on here. I can't read it. But Jacob and Joseph and by faith, I can't read them all. But I'm just saying, read Hebrews 11 today. Just read it. Get faith built up on the inside of you. Believe God for more things. So that's in Hebrews 11. And number five, which isn't on your outline. So taking it to prayer. So when you pray, believe. Larry, would you find Hebrews 6:12? And I'll close on this verse. Besides Hebrews 11, 1, this is probably my other favorite verse. Hallelujah. That you do not become sluggish. I didn't study that out. I don't know what sluggish means in the Greek, but I can't imagine it's a good word. Huh? I can't, right? When you think of sluggish, I think of sludge going through. Yeah. Okay. It says, don't become sluggish. What does that mean? That means that there's a process, a decreasing process of faith. Don't become sluggish. Okay. So we need to keep our faith at a high level. We can do this. Keep your faith at a high level, especially when you think wrong things, especially when you hear wrong things, especially when things aren't working what you're believing for. Doesn't seem like it's working. I don't know about this faith thing. Doesn't seem like it's working. Well, you just cursed it. No, faith always works. And you know what? If you get to the end of chapter 11 of Hebrews, it says, they died in faith, even though they might not have received their promise. We need to die believing. Now, that's a heavy statement, but that means each and every day, no matter what happens, what you're believing for, and whether it's changed yet or not, keep believing. Don't quit. Take it to prayer. Take it to the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. So let's go. Don't be sluggish, but imitate. Little kid imitating somebody, right? Those who, through faith and patience, Faith begins when the will of God is known. Everyone say that with me. Faith begins when the will of God is known. Let's say it again. Faith begins when the will of God is known. When we know what the will of God is through His Word and a testimony in our heart, agreeing with one another, we know that we can keep that faith going, right? Faith begins when the will of God is known, but it's through faith and patience. Everyone say faith and patience. They have to go together. They have to go together. Think of how patient God is. Yeah. Think of what God has had to put up with. He created us in His likeness, in His image. And think about what He's had to put up with. You think about some of the deep, horrible, just for a half a second, horrible things that are going on. Mutilating little kids. Oh, by the way, if you're ever in a discussion about what I just talked about, you know where I'm headed. And you need a line for somebody, you need to straighten somebody out, you tell them your blood doesn't lie. If you've never heard that from me, you heard it now. Your blood never lies. You are born with an XX chromosome, and you are born with an XY chromosome, and there isn't a chemical, there isn't a surgery, there isn't anything on this planet that can change your DNA. And that is a nugget that was worth coming to church for today. Because when I'm in a discussion with somebody, I can tell them, your blood does not lie. Don't give me that lie, because that's all it is. Satan is selling a lie. And praise God that we got a president that doesn't believe that those things should be done. Hallelujah. Or the mass murdering that's going on too. Okay, enough of that. Let's go back to Hebrews 11. Where was I, Larry? Who between being imitators of those who through faith and patience will inherit the promises. So your promise is waiting for your faith to stay attached to it. So don't quit believing. I'm believing, personally, I'm going to be as strong as 85 when I was 40. Can you believe it? Come on. Caleb rose up, and that's what he said. I'm going to be as strong as 85 when I was 40. Why can't we believe it? It's what the promise is. Take it to prayer. I pray about that all the time. Also try to do the disciplines it takes too, right? Try not to do stupid things. But anyway, so who through faith and patience inherit the promises? Don't be lazy. Imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. And when we put our absolute trust and confidence, you know, when we come in the morning and Larry and Karen have been here, we've had confidence that, you know, they've gotten everything right, everything is set up, and everything's working well. That's a confidence, right? You have a confidence in the worship and the things that we preach here. You know, we have confidence in God. Can't we have a confidence, an unfaltering confidence that God is good and He's for us and He's going to do good things for us? Hallelujah. So who through faith and patience inherit the promises? Praise God. And so take it to prayer. Continue to take it to prayer. Never not take it to prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. You said you are the bread of life. Thank you, Jesus. You said you are the way. You are the only way. You are the only truth, and you are the only light. Father, we thank you that your promises are true. Thank you that in you, your promises are yes. When we read those promises, we say, yes, I agree. And God says, amen. Let it be done. Let it be done according to your faith. So, Father, we thank you for faith in the house. Thank you for faith in the individuals here. Thank you, Father, that we believe you for more. And that, God, you are good. And it's because you are good. You are all good. And Lord, I prophesy right now the goodness of God into everyone's life here. I just prophesy the goodness of God. God is good. God is good. Your goodness is going to turn some situations around that maybe seem tangled. The goodness of God is going to give you peace and joy each and every day. You're going to be able to smile the greater smile because of the goodness of God. It says, my heart would have fainted if I did not believe I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. You could paraphrase that. My heart would faint if I didn't believe I'd see the goodness of God in my life and around me. So, Father, let your goodness be with us in this time. Help us to open up our eyes, Lord. Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we would see that goodness. The simple things of goodness of God. And for that, we give you praise, give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. 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 So God bless you and have a great day.